This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Condoleezza Rice is on her first official visit to Asia as Secretary of State. She arrives in India today to meet with leaders there. The trip will also take her to Pakistan, Afghanistan, Japan, South Korea, and China. NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Condoleezza Rice's first stop will be South Asia, where tensions have eased in recent years. In New Delhi, Rice will look to build on the dramatically improved U.S.-India relations of the last decade before going on to Pakistan. There, she's expected to publicly praise General Pervez Musharraf for his partnership in the war on terrorism, but privately push him to do more to round up al-Qaeda members still believed to be hiding on the Pakistani-Afghan border. Afghanistan itself gives the new Secretary of State the opportunity to tout what the Bush administration calls a success story. 10,000 U.S. troops have been based there since the Taliban were overthrown in late 2001. But the thorniest issues of the trip will be in the second half, when Secretary Rice reaches East Asia this weekend. Asia's two potential flashpoints have heated up recently, with North Korea's announcement last month that it possesses nuclear weapons, and China's government this week passing an anti-secession law aimed at Taiwan. In meetings in Tokyo, Seoul, and Beijing, Rice will be looking to kick-start the six-party talks that aim to dismantle the nuclear weapons threat from North Korea. One of the problems she faces is the different approach that even key allies want to take with North Korea. South Korea especially, and China as well, favor a softer line than the U.S. government. Rice is expected to put pressure on North Korea's last ally, China, to do more to bring the North Koreans back to the table. But with efforts to restart the talks stalled since June last year, some analysts believe if there is not progress towards further talks soon, Washington could move towards other means of dealing with North Korea, such as taking the nuclear issue to the United Nations Security Council. Diplomats in the region say that would bring out the differences between Washington, Beijing, and Seoul. On the Taiwan issue, the Bush administration on Monday criticized China's new anti-secession law, by which the Chinese government authorized itself to take military action if all else fails in preventing Taiwan declaring official independence. A White House spokesman called the passage of the law unfortunate and a potential setback to cross-straits relations. While the link between the Taiwan and North Korea issues is never mentioned explicitly, the fact that Washington needs Beijing's help on North Korea means that the Chinese may do some bargaining of their own. In return for their help on North Korea, trying to get the U.S. to do more to rein in independence forces in Taiwan. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.